Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Carla Akers, and she is the Care for Yourself Coordinator for Public Health. Good morning to you, Carla.
Good morning.
And care for yourself, that's exactly what we want to talk about. What does that mean, Carla?
Well, in my world, it means be sure to keep up with your preventative screenings. Early detection can be a lifesaver.
And is this a program just for women?
Yes, pretty much.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, you know, let's kind of narrow down your target audience. Who should we be talking to? Who should be paying attention today, Carla?
Women age 40 to 64. We can serve women younger than 40 if they have some breast issues.
Okay. And what about older? We just forget about people who are older.
Well, usually by age 65, a woman is on Medicare. However, we can serve women that don't have Medicare. And some of those might be our neighborhood Spanish-speaking women or undocumented women. We can definitely serve them. They are important to us also.
Okay. So if you fit the category and then those exceptions outside, need to pay attention because care for yourself can provide a number of those preventive services.
Yes, and the preventive services can include a physical where you get to go visit a doctor, a provider, and that is of your choice. Since we're in Cass County, of course, we would encourage you to go to Cass County Memorial, but you do have a choice as providers across the state of Iowa. And it also includes a mammogram or ultrasound.
Okay. And how often, I know there's some debate over that, but what's your recommendation, you know, if somebody's saying, well, I had a mammogram 10 years ago, I don't need one of those.
We do follow the CDC, or the Centers for Disease and Control guidelines. There has been some mixed messages from other agencies, but we still stick pretty tried and true to yearly mammograms starting at age 40 and pap smears for women every 3 years, unless there's been an abnormal diagnosis or an abnormal result or a cancer diagnosis.
Okay. So now we have the age criteria and a couple of comments here. What other criteria are there for women who can be a part of the Care for Yourself program?
The criteria besides age is income, of course, and we do follow the 250% federal poverty guidelines, which that probably means nothing to anyone. But let me just tell you, it's very generous because the important thing is getting those screenings. So it is based on net income. Is that the end result after you've spent everything on your bills? So it is very generous. That has not in the 4 years been a barrier for women in our area. And then the other thing is insurance. If you have insurance, don't have insurance, or underinsured, those are kind of the three categories. Insurance, if you have insurance, but you're not sure what it covers, or oftentimes they have stipulations, such as only can have a mammogram every other year. They won't pay for that middle one. Or they'll pay for your screening mammogram, but not the diagnostic or the follow-up. See, they've found something that they're a little, you know, questioning a little bit, and they call you back and want you to come back and do another mammogram or possibly an ultrasound. Often insurance won't cover that. We will. So if you have insurance and you're not being covered for those services, we can enroll you in the program.
If I have insurance, but maybe I haven't had that mammogram or the things that I should have, how do I know if my insurance is going to cover it?
There is a number on the back of your card or a website that you can either call and ask the questions, or you can go to the website and look up underneath there. Now, if this is something that seems really, really foreign and it has been a barrier for you, call me up because I'll help you work through that process. And oftentimes, if you've had a barrier of saying you thought your insurance covered it and you ended up with a bill and so now you're not going to go back again, we can enroll you in the program to make sure those services are getting paid for. Your insurance will be the first payee, but then the Care for Yourself program would be the second payee.
Okay. Now, you said you would enroll me in the program. What does that mean?
Mm-hmm. There's a little bit of paperwork. I have you sign a consent form, and that consent says that you'll cooperate with doing the screenings that you need to, and then I'm able to request your records to see how your mammogram turned out, how your pap smear turned out, and a health information form that basically is just your name, address, phone number, your age, you know, the stuff that normally, have you ever had a hysterectomy? Have you had breast issues before? When was your last pap smear? Some basic things such as that.
Okay. So not really very difficult. Now, Carla, I know you've reported that not too far in the past, you've had an event where women came. You know, how did that go? What did people do when they came? I mean, enrolling in the program, but then what happens?
Well, the event actually ended up being an evening that we set aside for free mammograms. And we had a very good turnout. A large amount of those women had insurance, but just hadn't followed through with getting their screening. So we were very excited to see them. An enrollment, once it's done with the Care for Yourself program, I'm in touch with you. I give you an ID card that is used for billing purposes, and you make your appointments and go to your doctor visit. And then I call you again and go over what your results were. And we just have a great relationship like that. If they're watching something, either breast or cervically, and they want you to come back in 3 months for a follow-up, we will cover that. If they want you to come back in 6 months, we will cover that. Or maybe you develop an issue in between visits and just call me up, let me know. We're kind of develop a partnership together to some of these things. Some women just breeze through it, and for some women, it's kind of scary. It's kind of frightening, the unknown, and what happens if I get a diagnosis, and where do I turn there, and is there help for me financially then? And yes, there is. So I can't even begin to tell you all of the services that we have on Levon's program. But if you have any questions, please call me at 712-243-7443. Now, February's not too far away.
That's right.
And so one thing I didn't mention is that we have the Wise Woman program, which is a heart health piece to our program, where we will pay for a fasting blood draw to find out what your cholesterol number is. We watch your blood pressure. And then there's a whole gamut of services that open up with that program as far as health coaching, possibility to work on your weight, your numbers, and we do that together, and we have lots of education and things available to help you get healthy.
It sounds like to me, Carla, that you become a really good friend to folks, that you are there at the end of the phone, or if they need to come in, you're there to help through those things that, you know, we go, oh, I don't know what to do next, that you're kind of there to answer those questions.
I try. I am only one person, so don't give me a little grace time. But one thing, too, that I work on quite a bit is sometimes the healthcare provider system has glitches, and so you may end up getting a bill when we tell you the services are free. So I definitely want you to call me, because it could be as simple as a coding issue. So don't just say, oh, well, they failed me. Call me instead and let me know, because I probably 50% of what I do is work on bills that women have received.
So you need to follow up with Carla, because first of all, she doesn't want you to think that she's not telling you the truth. And secondly, as you say, there are glitches, so you need to follow up. So again, Carla, this is the Care for Yourself program, and how do we get in touch with you and get into the program?
712-243-7443. You call me up. I will get your name and address and mail you an enrollment packet that you will fill out, and I'll even provide the stamped envelope for you to mail it back to me. You're welcome to stop at our office. We're kind of in a place that not a lot of people know how to get to, but it is findable. It is findable. But everything's done pretty much through the mail or over the phone.
Okay. Are you listed in the phone book under a certain title? Where could I find your number in the phone book, or is that one that's kind of difficult? I know if you call even, and maybe they won't like this, if you called the Cass County Memorial Hospital because you don't know where else to call, they could give you information.
Absolutely. They do. We have a very good working relationship. We are part of the hospital. We just aren't in the same building with them. But somebody up there is going to be able to get you in the right direction.
Okay. It's kind of nice to have a backup plan there when we don't remember the phone number. Thank you very much, Carla Akers, who is the Care for Yourself coordinator for Cass County and the area through public health. And until next time, remember, if you don't care for yourself, you can't care for anybody else.